trying so hard to be funnier than the DOT signs on 235. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5.
Getting your mouth washed out with soap. It was a threat for many people growing up. You say the wrong thing, it could happen.
Lindsay in Des Moines said that once we figured out that we could run to the bathroom and brush teeth right after mom used the bar soap, that's when mom switched to a shot of Dawn dish soap on the back of the tongue and made you swallow. Wow. I don't know if the swallowing's the, oh.
I don't know.
I wonder if you could, like, alfalfa bubbles, though.
Alfalfa bubbles?
Yeah, like he sings and bubbles everywhere. That would be the plus side. Uh-huh. I'd drink a bunch of water afterward just to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. For those under the age of 30, alfalfa's from a show called The Little Rascals.
My kids know who that is. Black and white. Oh, come on.
30.
I was being generous.
I'm obviously referring to the remake.
Sure.
The hugely popular remake.
The very popular remake.
Yes.
Okay. Classic for children of my generation. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Nick in Des Moines. What do you remember about it, Nick?
So I don't remember all the reasons why I had soap in my mouth, but I can tell you that ivory tastes the best. And that anything with pumice was terrible.
With pumice. All right.
Irish Spring tastes exactly like it smells.
So you had it happen so often, Nick, that you developed preferences for what kind of soap used?
Definitely there were some that were better than others that I didn't mind as much, we'll say.
Do you think that if we blindfolded you and put out different things of soap and you just tasted each one, you could tell us which one they were?
I don't know after like 30 years if I could.
But there's a point where you would have passed that test as a kid.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you would have done it when I was probably 15, I probably would have passed it with an 80% at least.
That's great. Thank you, Nick. Have a good day. Appreciate the call. All right, bye-bye.
It's fun to boss Alexa around.
Just ask.
Go tell Alexa to wake up to Star 102.5 every morning.
I'm on it.